South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, like the guy always says at the beginning of the show, this is Jim Freed. Welcome to Freed on Business. We've got a terrific show for you today. We're going to start out. I'm going to give a couple of tips on how to find a job. We recently helped a young person find a job here on the show. We had John Crossman on a couple of weeks ago. He announced that he needed to hire somebody to cover South Florida. Somebody called in on that show. We referred them to John, and the two of them got together. That's one of the ways to get a job. We'll talk about some others. We're also going to have Carlos Rosso on. He's the president of Condominium Development for the Related Group. We're going to discuss new trends in the Miami condo market. We're going to have Dr. Heidi Bana. I'm sure I'll get it right later, I hope. She's a colorectal surgeon at the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. We'll talk to her about that. I have had a number of those screenings myself, so you can just imagine. Then we're going to have Victor Franks. He's going to talk about your liver health, your health in your liver. I know it's important because last year he helped me cleanse my liver, and all the poisons and toxins came out, and it was absolutely a bizarre experience. So we're going to have to talk to him a little bit more about that. And then, of course, as I said, we're going to talk a little bit about how to get a job here in the first part of the show. Now, what's happened in the business world? Well, Wall Street is up again. No, actually, yes, Wall Street is up again. And they climbed on good job data. The S&P 500 is approaching record levels. And Obama says that Iran is more than a year away from a nuclear weapon. So I'm sure he's moving to Israel because he really believes that. Lots of other good stuff is happening in the financial world. But let's talk a little bit right here and right now. We're going to talk about how to get a job. We're going to give some job tips. First thing is you need to select the industry that you want to work in and be flexible. It doesn't have to be your first choice. It may be something that's an allied industry to what your original focus was. Number two, select a sector in the industry, and maybe you're going to want more than one sector. Let's use real estate as an example. Maybe you want to do leasing. Maybe you want to do property management. Maybe you want to do investment sales. Maybe you want to do analysis. All of those are tied together. Go for one and then try to matriculate to what really works for you. After you've identified the sectors, identify a number of firms. Do your research, pick out 5 or 10 target firms, and understand who at those firms really does what you're interested in. Read up on them so that then you can, number four, ID a person at the firm that you want to connect with that can help you get where you want to go. Now, the next thing to do is to identify somebody that can help you get a warm contact at the firm. This is where something like LinkedIn comes in. You look at the firm, you see who you know that works there or who you know that knows it works there, one or two connections away, and you go after it that way. And number six, make sure you update all your social media platforms, because I can guarantee you that whoever's going to interview you the minute you walk out, if they haven't done it before you walked in, is going to check you out on Facebook, LinkedIn, Google Plus, and all the other things that I don't even, Tumblr, whatever. Johnny's giving me the five up there. So that's my tips for finding a job. I think they will help you. And the most important one is to make sure you find somebody that can help you get the warm call with the person you want at the firm. Now we're going to go on a break, and then we're going to get Carlos Rosso. He's calling in today because he's out at a groundbreaking. So right after this, we're going to go to the condo market update with Carlos Rosso back after this short break.
marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Hi, this is Jim Fried, and I want to make sure that when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to make sure that you get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected all of us. For many small businesses, the reminder is constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people that just need a reset of their credit situation. Vendors, banks, leasing companies all want to get paid. True North Financial will help you reorganize your debt picture so you can get back to the business of doing business. We're fact-based and proactive. You deserve a professional who knows how to help you navigate these trying times. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website at www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we've got one of my favorite guests here. We've got Carlos Rosso. Carlos is the president of New Condominium Development for the Related Group. Since he joined Related in 2002, Carlos has been responsible for a broad range of activities. He's directed all aspects of residential development for the firm in Florida, Mexico, Colombia, Argentina, and Uruguay. Throughout his career, Carlos has developed more than 20 properties with over 6,000 units. Mr. Rosa graduated from the Universidad de Buenos Aires. I wonder if he knew the new Pope back there. I don't think he's old enough to know that. With a master's degree in architecture, he earned his master's degree in real estate development and finance from MIT. You're a smart guy, Carlos. We're going to talk about the condo market. Carlos, welcome to the show. Where are you today? Let's start with that.
Hi, Jim. I'm at my office, actually working like hell.
Well, you know, you got all those projects that are on the boards. I know you got some groundbreakings that you've had, some more that are coming up. And then there was a great announcement in the paper today about the SLS Hotel that's going to be a partner in your development in Brickell. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we are really active. You know, we are breaking ground, actually, on our fifth project on Icon Bay. Today and tonight we have a great event at the SLS Hotel where we are giving out close to $3.5 million in checks to all our brokers who've been following us over all these jobs. And as you said, there's a new announcement of a new hotel that we're building in Brickell together with SLS. And we are really, really excited. You know, SLS is a cool brand. It's a hip hotel, something that really doesn't exist in Brickell. And if you're a business guy coming to do business in Miami, you would probably want to stay in SLS Brickell.
Yeah, I love the location. Unlike a number of the other hotels, this is one where you can actually walk to the hip party district and really have a great time. I think it's a super, super location for them. Now, you mentioned that you're doing your deal on Biscayne Bay, which is right near where I live, so I'll be waving at the cranes, I think, starting in a couple days. Mm-hmm. And you got some deals over on the beach. I know that you like the Biscayne Corridor. We've talked a little bit about Brickell. What are the differences that you see in buyers in the three different submarkets?
I think Brickell right now is really hot. You know, Latin American buyers particularly want to be in Brickell. They want to own an apartment in Brickell. They want to rent their apartment. And there's a lot of emphasis on South Miami Avenue. SLS will be the anchor of the south end of South Miami Avenue, and Brickell City Center will be the anchor of the north end of Brickell City, of South Miami Avenue. So from 8th to 14th, there's going to be a lot of action, a lot of restaurants and clubs happening. And we love to be, you know, with two projects, Milecento, which has been an astounding success, and now SLS, redefining the skyline of South Miami Avenue.
It's really exciting. And then what do you see for your Biscayne Bay corridor? What would make the person a different buyer up there than somebody on Brickell? And, oh, by the way, before you go there, I have a friend that was looking to buy a condo on Brickell. He ended up buying in Coconut Grove because the prices are going up so fast on Brickell Avenue. So I guess those brokers know what they're doing that are working with you.
I think they know what they're doing. As a sign of our thanks to them, today we are giving them close to $3.5 million in commissions. They're doing a great job, and they're following Related. You know, Related has sort of taken the leading position on the comeback of Miami. We have close to 10 projects in some sort of either under construction or breaking ground or in the planning stages, and we're really, really, really glad to see Miami come back, I think a lot faster than anybody else would have expected. But it talks millions about Miami. Miami is positioning itself as a city in a completely different way that it was 10 years ago. And I think that Brickell is a driver. Lots of office space that was built during the boom. Everybody thought that, you know, it was never going to be filled up. And now those new offices have attracted new companies that are paying great rents, which in return, you know, are paying great salaries. That's the flight to quality that we want to see in this 24-hour centers as Brickell has become.
Now, we talked about Brickell. It's a 24-hour center. I'd call it the Manhattan of almost Latin America at this point. Now, you've got a different vision, I think, for Biscayne Boulevard and what's going to happen up there. Tell us a little bit about that, Carlos.
No, I think Biscayne Boulevard, you know, the fact that we with Icon Bay and with other properties that we have in the area, you know, we think it's a different type of vibe. You know, people will want bigger units facing the water. It's more family-oriented, bigger spaces than what we find in Brickell. It's a different type of vibe. It's very interesting in terms of, again, what's happening in the design district. You're a lot closer to the design district. You know, we're all trying to see what's going to happen there. We've already seen Hermes and the big LVMH brands coming to the design district. So we are really excited about that corridor also. And the same with Midtown and the developments there. I think that in every submarket, Related has taken a position, and we are sort of preparing ourselves for the next 2 years or 3 years of development. And we are really happy to see differences between the different submarkets, which allow us to sell different things in each location.
Now, what about Miami Beach? You've got some stuff going on the beach. It's got to be a different product type than you've got in Brickell or in Midtown. What's going on the beach?
Miami Beach has been the driver of really the real estate in South Florida. When prices get up and up and up in Miami Beach, you start seeing development spilling over into different areas. We have two projects in Miami Beach. One of them, One Ocean, that is close to being sold out at record high prices, and now we're launching another one called Marea very soon, and we see the prices going up and attracting uber rich demographic, which is great for Miami, and it's a driver for Florida. So it's very interesting.
Well, you and I have had conversations in the past, and the one type of person and buyer that you've always talked about leading the next wave has started to show up. I've had a high net worth person from Philadelphia come to me and tell me they're moving here. And I was just sitting with somebody today that was trying to decide between the Apogee and Portofino as to which project they would move into. Two of your prior cycle deals that have truly set the standard and have really matched the test of time. The units in the Apogee are just terrific. I've been in there, and Portofino is also a real home run. And I guess that was George's first big luxury condo.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think it's a testament to George's vision. All what happened south of Fifth, from Murano Grande, Portofino, Icon South Beach, Apogee, and now One Ocean. They have redefined that skyline of an area that 20 years ago was completely abandoned. So it's great for Miami. It shows the flight to quality, if you want, of Miami Beach. We are getting better restaurants, better hotels, better retail, and all that is showing up. People want to come down to Miami. Before, the Northeasterns, the wealthy Northeasterns, used to stop at Palm Beach and not come down to Miami. And now we are seeing more and more, this new type of super rich person wanted to have a place or a nest in South Beach, and that's great.
Now, one of the things that typically drives development, Carlos, that was absent from the condo market at the beginning of the cycle, and you and the related group proved to be market leaders in a new concept. It was what I refer to as the Latin American model, where people were funding all of the construction with deposits. There was no construction financing. Now I'm starting to hear the bankers say they're going to do construction financing. If they do, they're going to do a piece of one or a piece of two, a piece of three. Are you still building all cash with the deposits, or are you now getting bank financing?
We're starting to see bank financing in very low ratios, not the ratios that we had before. And I think that's good. That's good for the market. It's going to give us a little bit more liquidity and allow us to do more deals. And at the same time, banks are taking a very cautious approach, which I think is very good also for the market in general. Basically, it's going to control supply because there are going to be very few developers that are not well funded that can do this type of development. So. Good.
Yeah, well, Carlos, we have to take a quick break. Can you stick with us for another short segment?
Sure.
Excellent. We'll be right back after this short break. Make sure you stick with us. We're going to talk to Carlos about what he sees coming up in the next couple of years and new condo trends. Back after this. Take us out, Juan.
America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. For many businesses, the effects are felt almost daily with reduced cash flow while fielding calls from creditors, collection agencies, or attorneys. True North Financial is there to stop the calls and get your business back on track. True North Financial has helped many good companies just like yours professionally negotiate with creditors, vendors, and suppliers to restructure your debt obligations, resolve collection lawsuits, eliminate liens, levies, and garnishments, as well as resolve federal and state tax issues. True North Financial can also help you find business funding options for your business. Make the right decision today and call True North Financial at 800-354-1176 for your free analysis. Don't let your business flounder into bankruptcy. Call 800-354-1176. That's 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. Or vendordebt.com today.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. We've been talking with Carlos Rosa with a related group about the top quality they deliver in all of their condominium developments. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to make sure you get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Ask Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hey everybody, this is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freed On Business radio show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. Thank you for bringing us back, Juan. We're here with Carlos Rosso. He's the president of New Condominium Development at the Related Group. And today, Carlos is going to an event where they're handing out $3.5 million in commissions to realtors from around South Florida. If you're not getting your check today, you better see why you're not selling units for the Related Group, because it sounds to me like they're doing all right. Carlos, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Now, one of the things that I do a lot of is I do a lot of this Twitter stuff. And since I live right near Icon Bay, I'll take a photo of what it looks like at the sunrise or the moonrise or whatever. And I'll tweet out, hey, this is what it would look like if you were here. And then I go at the Related Group and they retweet it. It's really cool. I love doing that, Carlos.
That's great. Thanks.
It's a lot of fun. Now, we talked about Dade County. How about Broward? Are you guys up in Broward doing anything?
Well, we're doing something in Hollywood right now, you know, which is the right the edge. We think that as more Northeasterns start coming down as the economy starts to recover stronger and stronger, you know, we're going to see more activity in Broward. But right now, we're really concentrating in Miami-Dade.
Okay, because I know you did a home run project with the Posner guys up on Hollywood Beach a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are you seeing as trends? We talked a little bit about these large deposits carrying the day, and the large deposits lock a lot of the local people and a lot of the two couples that work that could usually afford your type of a project out of the market. Is there a way for people to get in without putting in the heavy deposits yet?
I think what you're going to see is that as the market progresses and more people, more developers try to come in and develop property, there's going to be a flight to quality from the buyers. So, you know, buyers who projects that are not well-financed or not designed or developed by reputable developers are going to slow in sales and eventually are not going to progress as fast as the projects that we are doing. We've taken sort of a strategic approach, and in every submarket, you know, we've taken a land position, and every 4 or 5 months, we are launching a new project in different submarkets that don't sort of compete against each other. That gives us a great advantage. And as a company of the size of Related, which today is doing close to 3,000 rental units, 5,000 affordable housing units, and close to 1,300 condos, we have a buying power that very few can compete against. So today, just to give you an idea, you know, we've signed elevators for probably 20 projects. We've signed steel purchases for probably another 20 projects. So we can offer great pricing, great opportunities, great location, great design, and that makes us the go-to developer.
No, 100%, because like I said earlier today, one of the guys, this uber wealth guy, came in and had a meeting with us about another type of a deal, and he's going to be coming here once a month. He's buying a place in the Portofino after he looked at the Apogee. Those are two stand-the-test-of-time related deals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sorry, Carlos.
Yeah, no, that, and you see it, you know, we have a big following of brokers who are in today's market, you know, the real advisors to the Latin American buyers that follow us from one project to another. And now, these guys are extremely happy and content. You see them every 4 months. Every 4 months we do a groundbreaking, we do an event, we pay commissions, they follow, they know that Related delivers, and that's very important for us.
Now, we talked about the foreign buyers, we talked about the different submarkets that you're in, we talked about the fact that you're developing a whole bunch of products, but the one question that I really have here as a person that lives in Miami, that works in Miami, that grew up in Miami, when is there going to be the ability for somebody local to buy one of your new condos without putting down the massive deposits? In other words, sort of go back to a 20% down, finance it, and stay there and kind of live in it in like a sort of a normal first home, RESPA-protected situation?
I think. Look, what we're doing right now, for example, on SLS, we are spacing those payments a little bit more. So we are doing, you know, buyers are going to put close to 50% of the value of the unit,
right,
over 27 months. So in five payments of 10% each.
Okay.
So we try to space the payments to make them more, you know, to try to get a wider range of buyers. Unfortunately, you know, the banks are really not taking the lending risk of the construction, which means that the American buyer will probably, you know, or the buyer that doesn't have enough money for those big deposits over a long duration of time, you know, we'll probably have to wait until the unit is completed and then try to get, you know, a unit with an 80% mortgage, traditional mortgage, as we used to.
Okay, but your buildings will still be, if they have units available, approved by lenders and stuff like that.
Sure.
So it's going to be accessible, because the one thing I know is that a community needs to have all kinds of different people in it to make it successful.
Yes, for sure. And that's why, you know, we don't make the market, we react to markets, and that's why we are so diversified as a company. You know, we work in every strata of the housing spectrum, you know, from affordable housing to, you know, the 30,000 the $3,000 a square foot units in South Beach. So we are very active in all of them.
Now, you've talked about delivering projects in a bunch of markets at different times. We only have a couple of minutes left, and I know that there's some people out there that want to know this question answered. Have this question answered. Are you still looking for sites? Can somebody bring you a site? Would you still look?
Yes. We're looking at sites every day. A lot of people bring us sites, and you know, we do a lot of deals with landowners. We love to partner with people and develop new exciting projects, you know, and I think all our partners have been extremely happy with Related over nearly 30 years of history.
Well, Carlos, high five to you and George for pulling off such great deals. I'm looking forward to working with Steve Patterson and Uri on some of your mixed-use projects that contain some rental stuff. You know, we'll bring you some more sites, and we look forward to having you back on the show in a little while and seeing how everything's rolling out for the Related Group.
Thank you very much, Jim. I hope I see you tonight, you know, and great show.
Oh, thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing you too, Carlos. We'll be right back after this short break. That was Carlos Rosso, president of New Condo Development from the Related Group. Make sure you go see him if you want to pick up a commission check. Back after this one.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Good evening. We are dealing with delays on the 836 due to an accident in your westbound direction at Northwest 57th Avenue. That right lane is closed. You can take Northwest 7th Street as your alternate. Also dealing with a breakdown, 95 northbound at Northwest 79th Street, blocking your center lane. Stop and go traffic beginning at the Rickenbacker Causeway. And a breakdown, 95 southbound at Northwest 119th Street, also blocking that center lane. Broward County, your expressway is checking in accident-free. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. Juan is back behind the counter there, making sure it all happens. We are back with our University of Miami UHealth segment. We've got our UHealth guest. She's Dr. Heidi Bana. She's the colorectal surgeon at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. We call all that UHealth on the show. We're going to talk about colorectal cancer. I got it right that time. March is the national, third time, Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Dr. Bana, save me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
I want to start off by saying I have already had my
colonoscopy.
There you go. And I survived drinking that stuff and the sedation to come through with flying colors. And I think I'm okay for a while. But everybody should do that, shouldn't they?
Well, everybody over the age of 50 absolutely should do that. And the newer guidelines are thinking that the African-American population actually is at a little bit of an increased risk and recommend screening at 45 for African-Americans.
Wow. Now, is there anything new that's going on in this genre? Or is it something that's just, you just got to keep beating the drum like Katie Couric started way back when to get yourself checked?
You've got to get yourself checked. This, you know, 50 is just the guideline for screening. And usually when we say screening for anything in healthcare, it means somebody that doesn't have any symptoms. If you've got any symptoms, then you need to have yourself checked even earlier than that.
What would be the symptoms?
So symptoms are something maybe as simple as change in bowel habits. If you're like a clock and you go to the bathroom twice a day, every day, and then all of a sudden you're having a harder time going and it's lasting for days and weeks and it's really not been easier, or you're having more diarrhea than usual, so a change in bowel habits. Any blood in the stool can be a sign of colon or rectal cancer, or dark stools, really any kind of change in that way. By the time you have any symptoms of abdominal pain or rectal pain from this, it's usually more advanced. So some of the earlier signs are changes in bowel habits, blood in the stool, weight loss, and pain are usually later in the game.
Now, here's a question for all of the people that are chasing physical fitness and fads. What's the story with getting those cleansings? I don't know what they're called, but, you know, what's the story with that?
Right. So the colon cleanse.
There you go.
It's very popular, especially with the ladies, especially in South Florida, for obvious reasons. So I'm always getting asked about these things. I don't think that they have any negative effect, but I'm very skeptical about any real overall effect on positive effect on health. Colon cleanse basically is the same thing you do the day before a colonoscopy, where you clean out your colon in order to have it looked at and have the bowel be clean for the colonoscopy. So it doesn't do anything really in the long term. It's just especially for some women tend to really feel like, oh, well, it empties everything and I kind of get a fresh start or a clean slate with a clean colon. But it doesn't really promote colon health in any way. There's been no evidence to suggest that.
Now, we have an email that came in. It's full of highly technical language. I'm going to botch all of it, and it's sort of narrow in scope. So if you think it's better answered off air, I can always email it to you. But I did want to make sure we got this out there. This is from Stacy. Stacy writes, my mom had a leostomy, I don't know, in November of 2006 after being diagnosed with severe ischemic colitis from C. difficile. I can't even pronounce
C. difficile.
Boy, you know what I'm talking about. And undiagnosed diabetes, lots of complications, and 6+ years later, she wants this procedure reversed. How complicated is that surgery? What's the recovery time? They were told that this situation is reversible, and she's had all kinds of post-surgical complications that I really don't want to go into. She's 67 years old and in a wheelchair from a diabetes foot-related issue. Is this somebody you can help?
Potentially, yes. This is somebody that might benefit from reversing her. She has an ileostomy. I think that's what you were trying to say.
Yeah, I think that's it. I didn't go to med school, though, so you get a high five for that,
fine.
Doc.
I don't know the radio jargon either.
We'll be back after this. It's real easy. We got 2 minutes, Doc.
No, it sounds like that she can definitely be evaluated, and there is potential to have her ileostomy reversed. She definitely has to see a colorectal specialist, though, in order to really evaluate her properly and find that out. I'm happy to see her.
Okay, great. We're going to forward this. Johnny actually got me this email, so he's going to get in touch with Stacy, and then we're going to go get this forwarded, Doc. We've only got about a minute left. We've talked about the most important message that you can give to anybody is that they go get screened at 45 if they're African American, I guess 50 if they're not. Does it matter if they're male or female here?
It doesn't really matter. Colon cancer does not at all discriminate between male and females. It is the third most common cancer and the second biggest cancer killer in this country. And the worst part of it is it's very preventable. It's mostly our fault for not getting screened and not getting checked. So it's the education of it is really important. 50 for everyone, 45 for if you're African American, and if you have anybody in the family that's a first degree relative that's been diagnosed with colon cancer, especially a young person in the family, then you should get checked even sooner than that. So I think it's that's the important message here to get out there.
Dr. Heidi Bana, our U Health All-Star today. Thank you so much. You were terrific. And if anybody wants to get a hold of you, I guess they just go to the U Health page.
They go to the U Health page. My picture's there. My email's there. My phone number's there. I'm very easy to get in touch with.
Yeah, it's a great picture. I went there. That's where I got you. It's actually linked on our flyer to your little picture there. I look forward to meeting you socially.
Socially. I'm glad you got your colonoscopy. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. Juan, we'll be right back after this. The doctor told you I'm no longer full of crap, so let's get rolling. I love the way that Juan always puts the Beatles, telling me it's going to be all right after we have the folks on from UHealth. Juan, that's just a really excellent way to do it. And another excellent thing is that when you're looking to buy or lease a new car or a used car, you want to make sure you get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Volvo, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, complimentary key replacement, complimentary first service, and complimentary personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hey everybody, this is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freed On Business radio show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, before we get into Dr. Victor Franks and what's the matter with my liver today, I want to remind everybody you can meet me at the second annual PhilanthroFest. That's easy for you to say. Saturday, April 6th, it's at the Miami-Dade College Wolfson campus. Community engagement, live music, arts and crafts, family fun, kids zone. Go to www.philanthrofest.com or look for the hashtag PF2013. It's going to be an awesome event doing great things for making South Florida a better place. Also, you can see me on Saturday, April 20th at the UVF Bergstrom Center Scholarship Golf Classic. If you want more information on that, you've got to get a hold of my friend at the UF Bergstrom Center. Go to ufbergstromcentermiami@gmail.com. Good luck on typing that all in before you get tired. Or just give me a call at 305-773-6300 and I'll help you out. I want to make sure you join me at the Opal Real Estate Conference. It's going to be happening when I get back from vacation, April 3rd and 4th in Miami. I'll be out in the Keys this weekend. Don't you come down and make my vacation bad out there, or meet me down there and have a great time. I'll be staying at Charlie Topino's family's bed and breakfast. But the Opal Real Estate Annual Summit for Investors is April 3rd and 4th in Miami. Join me and 300 other decision makers, 100-plus institutional investors, some great keynote speakers. Awesome networking. I'll be getting some deals out of that. If you want some more information, just go to opalgroup.net, www.opalgroup.net, or you can call them at 212-532-9898. It's going to be a great event. Victor, what's the matter with my liver, and why do I care, man?
You should care, Jim. The liver is most likely the most important organ in your body after the heart, of course, which keeps you alive. But I like to – you remember that old commercial, the Fram oil filter guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pay now, pay me now, or pay me later.
Exactly. And, well, that's what the liver is all about. If you don't do some routine maintenance on cleansing your liver, it's going to haunt you down the road. And think about all the, you know, all the people listening. They're, most of them are driving a pretty nice car. If they went in and got their oil changed and the mechanic forgot to change the oil filter, they'd freak out on the guy. They'd start screaming because it's like, how dare you not change my oil filter when you change the oil?
And well, why are you likening the liver to an oil filter?
Because the liver is the biggest filter in the body. It's the size of a football, for God's sakes.
Well, I've done all these. When I was working in the deli, I worked with all these beef livers. They were about as big as a tabletop. But you eat liver, you cook liver. So if liver is full of poisons, help me out here.
Well, when I try not to eat domestic livestock type livers. I eat wild game livers, but most people don't have that option.
Yeah, most people aren't going hunting in the wild
exactly.
for antelope like you do.
But what I would do is, if you're going to eat liver, which is really a good thing to do, soak it in salted water overnight.
Kosher it!
Yeah, just suck all the toxins out of it, and then it's okay.
But I guess the rabbis had it going there then.
You know, that's some of these old line religious rules. There's a reason for that.
Exactly. There's a reason. So Victor, now I know that I've got my liver in my body. I know mentally that I have to do something with it. I know that about a year ago you gave me all these liver purification pills. I took them. I guess I kind of went a little overboard
because
I was watching the Super Bowl and started hallucinating.
Well, you are an extremist by nature, and you took too many, and too many toxins started to come out.
Oh my God!
All
I was
sitting
like,
in there.
I was hallucinating.
But
at least I was watching the Super Bowl. I actually thought the Dolphins were in that. Maybe that'll be next
year.
You
were hallucinating.
It'll be next year. They'll be in next. Mike D. They'll be in next year.
Well, we can always be optimistic now with their new acquisitions.
I'm very excited about all that,
yeah,
but that's not
be.
Talking about liver. That's
exactly.
talking about football.
Just think of all the poisons and toxins we not only ingest that we're also exposed to. And it's not just most people think, oh, he drinks too much, his liver's shot, like Mickey Mantle. No, it's not just alcohol. It's prescription and over-the-counter drugs, not to mention street drugs.
Well, that's when we started my liver cleanse. I had been on some very heavy medication. I can't remember for what, but I was on some very heavy and that's, I'll bet you it squeezed
right
out the medication
out.
And knocked me right on my fanny.
And you were delirious.
Oh my God. I called you. I said, Victor, what's going on? You said, calm down, go to bed. It'll be okay in the morning.
So, you know, that those things that all, everything that goes in doesn't all come out. So, and trans fats, wrong kind of fats, pesticides on our food, pollution, air pollution, food additives, viruses that we've been exposed to. There's an endless list. The liver is pretty much under constant assault.
Well, if it's under constant assault and you're the expert on helping me feel good and look good, how do I defend my liver?
First thing, which you've already done, which is lose weight, exercise, and clean up your diet. That's, you know, the top three things. But there's very specific things that you can do. The most amazing thing is dandelion root, which is...
We talk about this all the time. Everybody's getting rid of this.
Malign plant on earth. We spend billions trying to get rid of it, and it's probably the number one liver cleanser. The one I have to warn you about is milk thistle, which a lot of people, milk thistle seed, it actually puts a shield around your liver, so it seems like it's doing good work, but it's actually somewhat dangerous. And I just found that out recently.
You're living dangerous, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And actually, there's two different kinds of sluggish livers. One is a bloated liver, which people with arthritis tend to have. And something I just found out recently, one of the greatest things that you can take is sugarcane juice, which is guarapo, which you can get at a Cuban restaurant. They make it. They take the sugar cane.
Oh, I love that stuff.
And it's
I love
sweet,
that stuff.
But I put a ton of lime juice in it. Then it's palatable. It's not so sweet that way. And I diluted some. But that has something called the anti-stiffness factor. So it actually helps with arthritis, and it helps cleanse your liver at the same time.
That's wow.
One aspect, and you know, fat metabolism happens in the liver, but if your liver is clogged, let's face it, you're not metabolizing fat efficiently. And I think that's part of the whole obesity epidemic in America is our livers are, and most people in America, let's face it, their livers are pretty well clogged up.
Look, Victor, I drive around town. I walk around town. I see people that are obese smoking cigarettes and carrying these supersized sodas and then calling in sick for work. And then my insurance premium goes up. I'm a little bit agitated about all that, but I can't change their behavior. I can only change mine, so I try to stay healthy.
That's all you can do, Jim. But you know, as I was saying about the sluggish livers, the other kind is where your bile route gets congested. The whole gallbladder liver thing, and it's all tuned into digestion. So eating, if you eat fatty foods and it gives you distress, it's another good indication you need to detoxify your liver. Beets and beet greens are the best way to get mobilize your bile and get that going. But there's, you know, there's a lot of things, much more specific things than that, that you can take. But it's Standard Process has products that it, and I've, you know, we talked last time about that vertical line between your eyebrows. It's an obvious sign of liver problems. I've been detoxing my liver for the last month, and that line, it's disappearing.
Yeah. Well,
it's
listen.
Disappearing.
You know, we've been talking about all this. Now, before we go further, how do people find you, get more info on this stuff?
They can check my website, www.askdrfranks.com, or call me.
And that's Franks with a C.
With a C.
And are you going to get social out here and start reaching out
Johnny,
to people?
Johnny's been working me. I have to start getting social. I just, you know, I get in my little holistic world, and I don't get into the social media much, but I promise I'm going to start.
Well, I know that you're really interested in helping people and getting the word out, and we've been doing these shows for quite some time. You've got some great content. You've written some books. You've done some videos. I think it's just great stuff. I know that you've helped me and my friends, even though my phone rings in the middle of the show there. Now, Victor, what other things about the liver can you tell us?
It's just something that you need to be aware of, and just be aware of what you're ingesting, what you're eating, what you're drinking. And if you don't, it's just going to, down the road, you're going to have to pay the price. So it's better to take care of these things ahead of time. Then it's not so hard. But once you get to the point where you have a fatty liver syndrome or, God knows, cirrhosis, things like that, then it's basically too late. Then the doctors have to do heroic measures to get you back on track.
Okay, well, it's St. Patrick's Day coming up. We're talking about the liver. How does somebody survive St. Patrick's Day without killing their liver? And don't say don't drink, because you know that's not an option for some people.
I'm always suspect of the green beer, Jim. What are they?
I've got a green Gator shirt I'm going to wear, so just imagine that. Now, Juan, is that 3 minutes to the end of the show? Well, Victor, we got to wrap up. If people want to get a hold of you, how do they find you, buddy?
My website, AskDrFranks.com, or 305-975-8748.
You know, that's great stuff. And we've been talking a lot about, and thanks, Victor, for being on the show. We've been talking a lot about being social. And we had a LinkedIn message that came in last week about the Florida Marlins and whether the marketing guy had the toughest job in sports. I offered the gentleman to join me on opening day, and he accepted. So that's another score for social media. It helped me bring around another guy to the Miami Marlins and the things that we're going to be doing with them. We had a great show today. We had Carlos Rosso talking about real estate, commercial real estate, actually condos and the redevelopment. Things I've done today, I've been, you know, working with some people to JV, buying some small properties and develop retail properties and find sites for apartments. And you know, by the way, I need a new tech person. If you've got anybody who does that tech stuff, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, True North Financial, the NFL alumni always caring for kids, the Miami Dolphins, social media 305, a high five to Johnny on his new radio show. Berger Singerman, the Aztec Group. Our newest sponsor is Lauren's Kids. Look for Lauren to start her walk on the 21st, where she'll be walking the length of the state of Florida to promote awareness about child abuse. You want to make sure you look for Lauren and the stuff that's supporting her event. I also want to thank UHealth. They bring the positive health news to us every week. Thanks again to Dr. Victor Franks. And thank you to our listeners. Without you, the show wouldn't be possible. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Please tell your friends about our show. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet me at Jim Freed. You can tweet the show at Freed on Business. Like I said, Facebook, we talked a little bit about LinkedIn earlier. YouTube, I've gotten over 1,000 hits on some of my YouTube videos. Our website gets lots of hits each week. Join us there and contribute. If you missed today's show, make sure to look for it on our webpage, www.freedombusiness.com, optimized by our friend Mike Alcantara. Freed on Business will be next week on 880 AM, where we're going to talk to Lauren Book live from her walk. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The person that finds the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. I'm on vacation. Get on full, mask off, old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.